We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Well, about a day and a half now, obviously, since that disastrous Game 2 loss. We'll continue to discuss it, but also start peeking ahead to Game 3. We'll get to that. You know, Joel has put it out there that the Sixers will win the series. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Phillies, who last night did not win, but they're doing fine. Took one on the chin last night, kind of an ugly game. And, of course, the NFL draft is tomorrow. Rumors flying all over the place about the Eagles, the possibility of moving up. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Did you know Napoleon kidnapped two popes?
I did not. Well, I probably did at one point and forgot.
I would have assumed if anyone would know this, it was you. But Napoleon kidnapped two of them. The first one, Pope Pius VI, was taken by force and died Napoleon's prisoner 18 months later.
Wow.
And then later in Napoleon's career, I guess you'd call it, kidnapped Pope Pius VII from his home and smuggled him out of the city of Rome and then held him until Napoleon ended up having to abdicate the throne.
Yeah.
So he stole another pope and kept him until it all fell apart and everyone said, hey, you're not the ruler anymore.
That's a tough spot for me because here's my thing. I got three different thoughts going through my head. Number one, I'm pro-Napoleon. Number two, I love Napoleon. Number two, I'm pro Pope, and number three, I'm pro Thou Shalt Not Steal.
So, pretty sure he's going to hell.
So yeah, I got a lot of conflict there in my mind.
Pro Napoleon
that one.
Is a take.
Oh dude, yeah. he's my dude. Napoleon's my guy. All right, let's get to it here because
you're like the only one.
Oh
really.
Yeah, you know, listen.
Napoleon was a total jerk. Wasn't he?
Horrible person.
One of the worst people.
Yeah,
hold
to
on.
Ever live.
Hold
megalomaniac.
On. Guess what I got here. A tomb song, but he, you know, kind of ran France even though he wasn't French. All right, let's get to it here. 215-592-9494.
French was his second language, and he was branded an outcast because he spoke it with an Italian accent.
There you go. All right, so we have a draft tomorrow. Yeah. It has garnered very little attention in recent days. It has been a strange draft cycle, if you will. I mean, you know, it's been a lot of offensive linemen, three of whom, by the way, have seemingly the same name, like close to the same name. You know, cornerback obviously has been a thing. But, you know, the Eagles picking, as of now, 22, a little lower in the draft, a little harder, I think, for some people to wrap their minds around some of the players that deep. But we're now starting, John, to get the rumors. And really, it's no surprise that there's a great chance the Eagles will move up in this draft. That's what they typically do. That's what they did for Devontae Smith. That's what they did for Fletcher Cox. That's what they did, obviously, for last year with Jalen Carter. I mean, that's what they did with Jordan Davis. That's what they do. Now, as we kind of get ready here for a day and a half from now, tomorrow night, the NFL draft, we'll ask all of you at 215-592-9494, just lay it on the table. What do you want to see Howie Roseman do? You can talk about a specific player. You can talk about a specific position. You can talk about a specific side of the ball. Like, what do you want to see Howie Roseman accomplish tomorrow night? And obviously, if you want to get into the second and third and fourth and fifth rounds thereafter, that's all good, too. But the first round, John, we know drives the engine of pre-draft conversation. John Ritchie, what do you want to see Howie Roseman do?
This sounds strange. I guess it's best player available, but for me, it's specific players.
Yep.
I like this Terrion Arnold, who's a cornerback from Alabama. I also like Quinyon Mitchell, who's a cornerback from Toledo. The problem is, and you know that I like J.C. Latham. J.C. Latham is an offensive tackle who has that versatility where he could play inside at guard and then move outside to tackle, and he's huge and he's talented, and he's just probably a little too talented to be taken at number 22.
Yep.
So we would have to move up if we're going to pick J.C. Latham. I like the idea of trading up. I like what Howie does, where he finds the guy that we covet the most, that fits us the best. And then he throws a, you know, a couple extra picks in to make sure we get the right guy that fits us perfectly. I totally support that approach. I would love if we did that with J.C. Latham. I would love if we did that with Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. And the word on the street right now, depending where you look, is that the Eagles are hot on Quinyon Mitchell. And the issue is he's from Toledo, so you try to look at the tape on him. Holy cow, it looks like sometimes it's someone's phone from the back corner of the end zone. And so it is hard to – it's not apples to apples when you look at his film and compare it to Terrion Arnold. But, you know, doing that process, it's been fascinating. Both guys really talented, so much – so young and explosive and so much promise there. I like the idea of trading up for – one of three guys. And I think it's likely that we will be within reach of these guys. So it's I feel it's almost, I don't want to say stress-free first round.
Yeah, no,
but
it's
I
not.
Do think these players will be available, one of these players, or maybe a couple.
But
will
not
be,
at 22.
If right, yeah. right. With the right trades packaged and attached, we can go up and get these
are
guys.
You saying, John,
these are not number 22 type guys.
That's right. Are you saying you'd be disappointed if they don't trade up?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you don't like what's...
I want to trade up. I have my heart set on these guys because these are difference-making guys. Terrion Arnold, I think he can bring the rest of the team along with him. You know, taking it to the next level, when you listen to him talk about football, I love that part. And that's rare. So this is one of those guys, I'm sure, that their scouting department, they get to that point where they know these guys inside and out. They know their character. Terrion Arnold is a guy who will make your entire DB room better. That's why you trade up for him.
Well, look, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I mean, I've been, you know, what do you want to see Howie do? I've been struck this entire draft cycle, and I'm going back about a month and a half now since we, you know, sort of started this back in March. And it's like every time John, almost every time, let's say, John talks about a player he likes, it's a player that is not expected to be there at 22. I mean, that's just kind of the reality of the matter. So, you know, the 22.
But they're close. These guys are
close. They're close, but they're not generally considered there at 22, generally speaking.
Some of these guys started out in that vicinity, and then they've been sliding upward.
Well, you know why? Because other people watch the film, too. Yeah. You know, so what do you want to see the Eagles do? 215-592-9494. Seltzer, where are you? We got about, about 34 hours to this NFL draft, about 38 hours till the Eagles make the pick late tomorrow night or earlier. What do you want to see them do?
So earlier. My overarching thing is defense. Defense, defense, defense. They could use all 10 picks they have in this draft on defense, and I will not complain. Like, I need defensive players. But the more I get closer and the more I think about it and the more we talk about trading up, which it feels like we're going to get one of the guys we really want. Like, I want a cornerback. I'm trading for a player. Remember the A.J. Brown trade came out of nowhere? We were not talking at all about A.J. Brown. Then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, look at that. A receiver, let's go. Like, do that. Whether I know we've talked about Patrick Surtain, but maybe it's a cornerback we haven't talked about. Maybe it's a Marshawn Lattimore or someone like that. But I'm trading 22. I'm willing to even throw in a second-round pick. If I can go get a corner who's going to help me right now and can step in and on the other side of Slay, and also Slay, who knows how long he's got.
Yep.
Like, go. Patrick Surtain's 24 years old. He's as old as some of these kids being drafted. Like, give up premium assets. Go get to – because I don't trust how he draft cornerbacks. Like, he's never done it. Like, Sidney Jones is the only – kind of high
you know,
cornerback
to take it. James, I got to tell
go
you.
Go get a player.
I'm glad that I didn't go into my wise ass mode, because when you said go get a player, I was going to say as opposed to what, a dog? And then I realized when you said Patrick Surtain, what you meant. You mean a player, with a capital P.
Well,
no, but you mean an established NFL player.
That's what I mean.
You mean a veteran player, even if he's on the younger side.
Yep.
You mean someone who's played in the NFL. Go make a trade for an active NFL player, not
go
one of the.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Go do AJ Brown on the defense. Go get me the AJ Brown cornerback. That trade is what I want.
You know who did that for years? The Rams.
Yeah.
The Rams didn't make a first round draft pick for like 7 or 8 years, whatever it's been. They've traded all their first round. I think maybe they're on the clock this year. I think maybe for the first time in years. I forget exactly what it is. Washington used to do that in the 80s and 90s. That was their strategy. They would always trade their first round pick.
The Rams did it. The Rams
for Wilbur
did this
Marshall
strategy, and it worked.
The Rams did win a Super Bowl and had sustained excellence for a good 5-6 years. They had that one down year.
And still made the playoffs last year. Still a competitive team now.
No, I know. So, all right. So there's that theory also, 215-592-9494. You know, my mindset, it's similar to James, although without the focus so much on the active NFL player, which I'm certainly not going to say I'm opposed to. But my main mindset, John, is the defensive side of the football. I'll just put it right on out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very disappointed if the Eagles take an offensive lineman in the first round. And I know, like,
well,
I want to
steel yourself then. You got some good chances
that
they're going to be taking an offensive lineman.
I know. I also know, you know, the whole thing's kind of phony baloney prediction wise and feeling wise beforehand. When like in the end, you don't know the outcome. And like, if you draft Jason Kelce in the first round, no one's going to complain 9 years from now. You know, like, ultimately, it really does come down to how good is the player. But, I mean, that is the main thing, and that's where best player available or projection of best career, right? That's, when people say best player available, normally it means who's going to have the best career. And that ultimately, you know, like, it does matter most. But I also know what also matters is what do I have right now? What do I need right now? And who helps me fill that void the most right now? I mean, that is part of the equation. And maybe teams overdo it. I think the Eagles overdid it when they drafted Marcus Smith back in 2014. They had an obvious deficiency at edge rusher. I think we all kind of felt in the moment it was a reach. I mean, you could tell the ESPN panel that night was very underwhelmed. City of Philadelphia was very confused. People hadn't even talked about Marcus Smith. By the way, one of the rare times when the Eagles trade it down in a draft, which is part of why people were so confused, because let's be real, we never really talk about who's supposed to go 5 to 10 picks after the Eagles. I mean, that's not the way we're wired as a fan base. So that one was confusing. I would not expect a trade down. I would expect a lot of defense. I sure hope for it. Look, you guys know my deal. Right from the outset of this offseason, when that Tampa Bay game was over and the dust settled on that season, you know, 3 or 4 days later, I was very clear. I thought and still think it's a 2-year defensive rebuild. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they can turn it around quickly. Obviously, they made some strides with CJ, GJ. I mean, I tend to think Huff for Reddick is a step back, at least in the short term.
Well, that's why you do what James proposed. I totally agree with him. You get an established player.
You can.
And you speed up that rebuild.
You can. I mean, it's not as simple as I just get a better player, because what you also have typically is a guy that makes more money, you know, a guy that's older. I mean, like, take Hassan Reddick, and that wasn't a trade, but for what it's worth, as great as it was, it only lasted 2 years. You know, it's really nice when you draft.
Well, that's the trap that you fall into.
Well, that's the thing.
About the Rams earlier.
You know what I'm saying?
The Rams are.
Right.
But that's if you sign Saquon Barkley, right? Like, isn't that like 2-3 years, right? 2-3 years with Saquon here. Like, what's the point of signing Saquon Barkley if you're not going for it in this moment,
no,
right?
No, well, but are they?
But yes, because they signed Saquon Barkley. I agree. I understand
don't know.
Your point,
I don't
and
know,
I understand
James.
What I get it. But like, what, then why would you sign Saquon Barkley? It's a running back. Like, what's the point of it if you're not trying to win right now with Saquon Barkley? It makes no sense otherwise.
All right. Well, look, we'll see where everyone stands on the whole thing. You know, what do you think they will do? What do you think they should do?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.